early results showed Republican Jesse Kelly behind in the numbers, but with less than a quarter of the precincts reporting and not all early votes counted, Kelly and his supporters were reluctant to make assumptions about what the rest of the results would show. But as more numbers came in, Kelly called the race.
All right, all. Well, this stinks.
He told supporters he called Ron Barber to congratulate him.
Statistically, it's his.
Kelly thanked God, his wife, his family, and his supporters.
I have had the privilege to fight with some really, really great Marines in my time. What you've been willing to do for your country, the hard things you've been willing to do, every single one of them would respect you for it.
He also says he isn't looking back.
I wouldn't have done a thing differently. Obviously, perfection is something that escapes us all, but definitely me. But we came into this race with a plan. We executed the plan we want, and the voters of Southern Arizona have chosen something different, and that's fine.
Kelly's supporter Kayla Timmons says the nature of a special election may be the reason Kelly lost.
I think a big issue in this election was that a lot of people just didn't know about it. Also, a lot of people didn't want to vote because, you know, they couldn't decide between the two, and that's always, you know, that's always a big breaker in the vote.
Kelly has said all along he would run in Congressional District 2 this fall, seeking a full term in Congress. But Tuesday night, he said he'd make an official announcement about his political plans in the coming days. Barber has also said he's planning to run for a full term in District 2. Christopher Conover picks up the story from the Barber Campaign Results Party.
By the time Barber took the stage with his family and Gabrielle Giffords, there was no doubt he was District 8's representative in Congress, something he said surprised even him a little bit.
A year ago, I'd never dreamt I'd be standing here thanking you for your support and your work to elect me to Congress. But as you know, life takes unexpected turns, and here we are. Here we are, thanks to you. I never thought I'd run for office, but in some ways, being here makes sense to me because I'm exactly where I've always been, rooted here, right here in Southern Arizona.
Standing near Barber on stage, Gabrielle Giffords beamed, pumping her fist in the air at times and even giving Barber a kiss at one point. During part of his victory speech, Barber thanked his former boss, who he now replaces.
Gabby is my friend, and she is an inspiration to all of us. Gabby, we love you, and we are so grateful for your leadership and your dedication to our community.
He also promised to carry on the legacy of those who held the seat before him.
I promise you, I will work every bit as hard as Mo Udall, as Jim Colby, and as Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords to honor that trust.
Later today, Congressman-elect Barber will meet with the staff in the Tucson and Sierra Vista offices. He then heads to Washington, where he'll be sworn in on Monday and celebrate his 45th wedding anniversary. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.